Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn, the Senior Vice President of Sales for Cali Floors. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. This is the first Monday in January 2026, and you're on the road. Let's go through your background. You're Senior Vice President of Sales with Cali Floors. You've been there about 3 years. You spent 15 years with Michael Vogel and Bridgeway Interactive, creating your spaces, building websites for dealers, and also helping builders with their design centers. You spent 3 years with HD Supply, Creative Touch Interiors, and 12 years with Tough Techs, and I think that's part of the reason that you are where you are now. And you also graduated Georgia Tech, right?
Correct. Got my entree into the flooring business with Tough Techs in 91 and haven't looked back.
Cali, a little bit more on that, owned by Victoria PLC since 2021, and you have both the direct-to-the-consumer model and the dealer model. Obviously, Doug Jackson, CEO. Y'all recently brought Jim Curtin, another Shaw alumni, over to the fold. You sell LVT, both SPC and WPC, hardwood, laminate, and even synthetic turf, right?
Correct. And from a standpoint of the channels, we actually participate in four primary channels. You mentioned direct and one of our B2B channels, dealer. But we also participate on the home center side. And we also, on the B2B side, participate in the builder channel. Some people look at the two together, but we look at them as two different entities.
How's business now?
Business for Cali is good. It was a rough year last year for the industry as a whole, if you look at the metrics, and I know you do as you report on them, Kemp, but we've got multiple growth engines in our business that we're able to take market share even when there's challenges in other areas.
All right. I don't want you to give up your secret sauce, but what's your plan for success? Because we think that the 2026 could well be another flat market.
Yeah, we look at and see the same things at a macro level, but we also see opportunity. Cali keeps things simple. You talked about the product categories that we're in. We cover all those bases, but we're focusing on having the right products at the right categories. And we've got a couple of entries into the space that, again, are going to give us the opportunity to grow this year. We've got a new loose lay product called Hang Loose. And in Cali's fashion, we tie our marketing into our products, into our coastal themes. And then we've also got a fantastic new 3/8 hardwood, which is a new category for us. And in both cases, as we do in all the products that we have versus coming out with a Me Too, we find ways to differentiate our product, yet still be very competitive with anything in the marketplace, if not more competitive. And these products are no different.
I can see Doug Jackson smiling when he talks about Hang Loose with this whole California motif that you guys have got. That's kind of funny.
You think maybe he had a little influence on that name?
I do, yeah. Another thing I wanted to ask you a little bit about is, you know, with this 15 years you spent with creating your space and digital marketing, one of the things that our advisors tell us, you know, hey, say, Kemp, Floor Focus needs to spend a lot of time talking about AI and how people in the flooring business can use it to grow their business. What do you say about that?
Well, there's multiple different areas that you can look at from a standpoint of utilizing AI. It seems like 3 years seems like not very long from when I was involved on the dealer side of the business, but in the AI world, that's light years. My perspective now is from the supplier side, but from a marketing standpoint, we absolutely have dove in and are utilizing AI in our SEO approach. We look to do things faster, more efficiently than some of our competition, and AI is a good example of that, where we started early on it, saw great benefits on where we could move ourselves up in the search engine, generate leads that we then develop and push down the funnel to our customer base, primarily to our dealer base in the supply chain. So that's one example. But as I think you probably know, we're looking at multiple different areas, our phone systems, the supply chain, and multiple other areas that will enable us to leverage the tools and use it to be more efficient. Part of it is just getting more and more involved in the use of it so that as it grows and important, we're already used to looking for ways to be more efficient in our business.
Now, you know, there's the B2B play and the B2C play, and it sounds like a lot of this with you guys is on the B2C side. But the people that are even commercial contractors on the B2B side of the business, it opens a lot of doors if you get the right recipe in place, right?
Absolutely. And what you have to look at is the consumer searching habit is shifting. The chatbots more frequently to start their searches, even when they're not, and they're using the traditional search engines, they're being given at the top of their search results, AI results. So you're going to see that escalating, and if you're not factoring that into your SEO, then you're going to be behind your competitors that are out there. And this trend is just going to escalate much quicker than past trends in technology have.
Some people fear there's a stock market bubble related to this. So there's a lot of money involved in making AI successful. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Let's go back to Cali for just a minute. You came in as the head of the builder side of the business, and you've been promoted to run all of sales now, right?
Correct. I mentioned earlier the four channels that we have. We've got tremendous leaders in each of those areas. And it's really my responsibility to pave the way for them, ensure they've got the tools and resources that they need to drive the business in each of those four areas and keep a continuity around Cali and what we're doing. One of the keys to our success and what we do that's different is our ability to market direct to the consumer and push them down the supply chain and allow them to purchase in different channels. And we do that in a very structured way because you have to do that. And that's one of my responsibilities to ensure our customers in each channel have the ability not only to exceed, but for when they sell Cali, it should be their most profitable sale amongst all of their suppliers. And that takes coordination and execution amongst our different team members.
Okay, Jay, let me ask you real quickly. When you said goodbye to your wife this morning, headed out on the road, you say, see you in February?
I said goodbye last night. I was not going to wake her up that early. I get back each weekend. You know the schedule in January. It's one of the heaviest that's out there in the flooring industry. And luckily, I have a very patient wife that puts up with that.
I guess I'll see you in Dallas on Thursday, right?
Looking forward to it.
Okay, Jay. Good to spend time with you. You've been talking to Jay Flynn, Senior Vice President of Sales with Cali, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaAlley.net.